Current State on 90.5 WKAR. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, a staple of our program where we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we talk to an organization that focuses on the county's furrier citizens, the Ingham County Animal Shelter, here to talk to us about the work they do. Special Events Coordinator Ashley Hayes. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
And volunteer and shelter board member Barb Paul. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Ashley, a big part of what the shelter does is to help arrange adoptions. Talk to us about that process. How does the shelter connect the shelter pets to families looking to adopt?
Well, we have a lot of great staff and volunteers who are able to assist families when they come in. Most of the animals that end up on our adoption floor came in astray. Some of them, though, are ones that have been owner surrendered to the shelter. So we try to get as much information as possible about the animals. And then we use our Facebook page and mobile adoption events to help people find the perfect animal for their home and get them connected. Our volunteers are there to assist them with meeting the animals, and our adoption counselors talk to them about all different kinds of things to help them make a great match and to help them get the animal easily adapted into their home.
I imagine it must be love at first sight on occasion.
Yes, it is.
Do some people take their time, though? I mean, do they handle a lot of animals before they make?
Yeah, we'll have people that will do their research, check all the animals out on our website first. Come in multiple times. They've got to bring friends, family, bring their dogs. Or then we'll have other people just come in and they'll be like, "Yeah, I spent 2 minutes with them, and they came right up to me. I know it. This is the dog that's for me, or the cat that's for me."
Sure.
And they're just set on it, and there's nothing you're gonna do to talk them out of it. So.
Why did you start volunteering at the shelter, Barb?
Well, I have always loved dogs, and I wanted to be a part of the community, and I was just looking for a little bit more in my life, something to add to my life, and so I started volunteering about 3 years ago, and I mainly go out and exercise dogs. I try to get some of their energy out of them so they are a little more relaxed when people look at them. The shelter can be a very high stress area for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I could just ratchet down that stress level a little bit for the dogs, it makes them that much more adaptable. So I love to see them run out in the play yard and just sit in the sun and feel the grass under their feet. I just get so much joy and pleasure out of that.
Mm-hmm. We own a dog that is part Border Collie, and it's got a lot of energy to work out of its system. What's the longest walk you've ever been on with a dog?
We have a dog walking club for volunteers, and we walk Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings. It's about a mile and a half walk, which doesn't seem like much, but some of these dogs are big dogs, and they're so excited to be out. So that they do sometimes do a little bit of pulling. So a mile and a half can sometimes seem like 5 miles when you've got a big, strong dog that's just excited to be out of the shelter.
That is sounding so familiar. I can't even describe it. There have been several news stories in the past couple of months about animal abuse and neglect in our community, and they are absolutely heartbreaking and infuriating at the same time. How often, Ashley, does the shelter take in pets from abusive or neglectful homes?
I don't know the exact how often, but our officers are out there daily. I think, it could happen probably daily that we've taken animals. They don't necessarily take them and we never give them back, but we do sometimes have to take them and then have to talk to the owner about, the neglectful situation. It can be, we go out there and it's freezing outside and there's no shelter, there's no water in hot weather, and we would take the dogs, bring them to the shelter, and then have a very serious conversation with the owners before they have the opportunity to get them back. And of course our officers go back and check on the animals to make sure that the owners are complying with what we say, but sometimes the situations are just so bad that we're going to take those animals and we're going to go to court to tell the judge that we don't want you to ever have them back. Because
our rescue dog was outside 24/7 for weeks and months at a time, really, and that a part of her past now, thankfully. But Ashley Hayes is the volunteer and special events coordinator for the Ingham County Animal Shelter. We're also joined by volunteer Barb Paul. You're hosting a Halloween-themed fundraiser this week, the Zombie Prom, to help raise money for a new facility. Tell us a little bit about the plans for the new space.
Well, we are kind of in a very early stage of it. We're looking for land right now is our biggest thing that we're doing. And then we did have some land that the county was going to give us, but we had to do testing to see how it would do. And unfortunately, it wasn't suitable to house animals on because it was a former road commission building. And so now we're back to looking for land. And
Do you need more room for more animals?
Absolutely. That's the plan. We would really love to have more space. We're an open admission shelter. We cannot turn any animal away, but we also only have enough space to safely house 200 animals at our current shelter. So if we could, you know, get enough space to safely house 300 animals, then that would be, you know, ideal. Or I don't know how many they really want to house, but, you know, I say 1,000, but I don't know if my boss agrees with that.
The more Barb is among how many volunteers at the shelter?
We have about 100 active volunteers. Last year we did 15,000 hours of volunteer time is how much our volunteers committed. It is an absolutely amazing program. These people have so much heart. It is unreal.
Have you made some friends amongst the volunteers, Barb?
Oh, yes.
I would imagine.
Yes, we have a lot of the same concerns and interests, so it's very nice to meet other volunteers and talk about our animals. A lot of them have fostered and adopted animals from there, and it's always nice when new volunteers come in. You want to welcome them and just remember that you were new at one time, and just to make them feel really welcome to the shelter, show them things that they can do to help the animals out.
And if people want to learn more about the Zombie Prom, where can they go? Who can they call?
Absolutely. They can go to our website, ac.ingham.org. AC is for animal control.ingham.org. Or they can email me. My email is ahayes@ingham.org. That's A-H-A-Y-E-S. Or they can call me at 517-242-7440.
Well, this has been our Neighbors in Action segment here on WKAR. It's a staple of every Wednesday of our program. We want to thank our two guests, from the Ingham County Animal Shelter, Special Events Coordinator Ashley Hayes, and Volunteer and Shelter Board Member Barb Paul. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.